The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family, it was during Christmas, my family invited him over on my recommendation for a Christmas Eve dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud, and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course, he dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contention. There is nothing, Lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Big Fatty, and I've just had a bone of...
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2323. Of the BFO for right the 23rd of December 2016. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters and we're gonna read some more comments. Hello, Gussie's B. Fatty, dear Gussie. No, not dear Gussie. Gussie's. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Yo, you are Gussies today. Big Fatty, dear Gussie, I'm confused. Well, you're not going to be confused after this.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today. Today, for right, the 23rd of December, yo, we have a very, very special celebration of accident. Big Fatty, can you stay awake to do it? I'm going to try. Special celebration of exiting the birth canal, yo. He's one of the kindest and most generous people associated with Pride 48. Y'all, he has contributed in many ways for fundraisers for Pride 48. And y'all, he shows his love to all the different little shows by y'all painting cads and awards and all kinds of little giftettes and everything. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Gus Chad. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Gus Chad. And he's just a sweetheart. He absolutely just a sweetheart. And y'all, I sent him a e-letter the other day because I said, are you doing okay? I hadn't heard from you in a while. And he goes, oh, just lots of things going on and, you know, different things in his life and all. But, y'all, it was just nice to hear back from him. And y'all, then he wanted to call the BFO. Y'all, Big Fatty had forgotten to change the number under the... On the www in the communication section. So yeah, if you see Gus Chad on the 20 or the Space Base, you'll wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that he has a merry little crema. And I hope that he also gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday. Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. Guess who this is? I bet you can't guess. I'm calling for a big... ask the Big Fatty question. So play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty,
Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the mystery caller. Big Fatty, is that like the mystery date? No, not at all. Mystery caller, what you got?
Here's my question. How'd you come up with the Big Fatty song? Where did all those questions come from? And can you guess who this is? All right, I'll take my answer offline.
Oh,
thank you
for calling. That, of course, is the mystery caller. And mystery caller, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you. Big Fatty, how do you know? It's always lovely to hear anybody that listens to the BFO call in. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever. Mystery caller, this is an excellent question, and I don't really remember. I may have to refer back to my Northeast straight boyfriend, since he's gone back to listen to episode one. But I think that Big Fatty, the Ask Big Fatty is a totally, totally original. Nobody else does this on their little shows. Totally original. And y'all, I think I just asked people, what questions would you like Big Fatty to answer? And those were some of the questions there. And as to the identity, I don't have any idea. All I know is that you're from Minnesota, because I looked up your area code. Big Fatty, you vulgar!
Hey, Vic, this is your Northeast straight boyfriend. Figured I'd call to mess up crappy traffic and just check in with you, see how everything's going. I wanted to let you know that I had my wife put to one of your recent little shows, and it was the one that I basically took over inadvertently, and I actually saw her crack a smile. So I feel like if you've ever had a professional career milestone, that'd be the one. So just checking in, but I will call you shortly so you've got a little more content in the future. I hope your trip going nicely, and feel like I should probably go pay attention to the road. So I will talk to you shortly.
Boy, Big Fatty, boy, do you too, Big Fatty. Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, I hope he's asking for a new cellular telephonic device for Grandma, because that one is cracking up, and not in a good way. No, it doesn't. Dan, thank you so much for the call. always lovely to hear from my Northeast number one straight boyfriend. And Dan, I can't believe, I cannot believe that you made your wife listen to Big Fatty to this crap. It's just crap. Well, okay. And what's even more hard to believe is that she actually cracked a smile. Big Fatty, she probably cracked a smile between raising her eyebrows at Dan, wondering what the hell's wrong with him. Well, that's probably true, too. And with good reason. Yes, Big Fatty. And but Dan, the only way I can explain all of this is that, you know, it is the season of miracles. Big Fatty, it's a miracle indeed.
Thank you, Big Fatty. This is Gus Chad. I called the other day with a nasty Big Fatty question and wanted you to guess who was calling you, and I didn't know if you had guessed yet. So if you haven't guessed, it was me. I got another Ask Big Fatty question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty question, the second one today, the second one from the birthday boy himself, y'all, it's Gus Chad. Gus, paint us a question. Big Fatty, why don't you just let him ax it? All right, what you got?
Here's a question. What Christmas song could you just live without? I mean, is there one that you just are so sick of hearing played over and over again that you would be happy if it is never played again? And your Christmas card is somewhere in the mail. I figure you'll probably get it in January. So, Happy New Year early. I hate calling, so I don't usually do it. But I thought since I didn't get the card to you on time, I better give you a voicemail. So, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, y'all, that, of course, is the birthday boy. That's Gus Chad. And, Gus, first of all, thank you so much for the call, or for the calls. Lovely to hear your voice, and it means the world that you called in. Have you ever called in before, Gus? If you have, it's very infrequently. But anyway, it's lovely, and this is an excellent question, and I have an immediate answer. Y'all, there's one Christmas song that I just absolutely cannot. I just don't like it. And y'all, it's the Little Drummer Boy, and I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like it. Big Fatty, I don't blame you. I don't like it either. No.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Fatty, you're getting your groove on. I am. Y'all gonna go back over here and read some more of these comments. Kathy Marshall, back on the 13th, wrote, here it is, December the 13th. I've lost my credit cards. I knew this would happen if I bought them ahead of time. I just pulled everything out of the whole closet. I discovered three large boxes of swing line staples, a disposable camera, a Holiday Inn ashtray, and a Texas A&M 12th man hand towel. Where are those fancy crema cards? I am turning into someone's hats. Maybe even this Joe B's mother Betty, who was able to lose an entire freshly baked cake. Poodle would never, Big Fatty, I would never lose a cake. I'll keep looking, but don't be surprised if my card has a Francis Bacon painting on the front. A little grotesque imagery never hurt anyone. Where the heck are those crema cards? Oh, my God, Kathy, that's hilarious. And then Miss Bacon writes, I sure hope Kathy Marshall continues to post after the contest. She's hilarious. And then she says, you know I stalk your comments, Fart. That's why this is my favorite contest. Big Fatty. No surprise there. Y'all had a couple of comments on some cards that were posted. Miss Bacon says, when I was Fitbitten with Patrick Plain, I used to get super excited when I passed him. Then he'd update, and I would be 1,000 to 12,000 steps behind. Now I call Sydney Patrick because she does that to me when I am a few thousand past her. Big Fatty, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. Moose P says, oh, these are pretty cards this year. And they are pretty cards this year, Moose. Let's see. We've got catching up here. Moose says, this was on the Vader and Bacon show. A while back on the 14th, Moose says, oh, it's so good to hear Miss Bacon. Wait, is the contest over too soon? No, well, it is over now, Moose. And y'all, my Northeast Straight boyfriend wrote, it says, I had a secret Santa last year, and there was a $10 limit. I made out pretty well. I got a salt and pepper shaker that were made to look like magic fairy wands. Big Fatty, what does your straight boyfriend know about magic fairy wands? I don't know, but it sounds like something your straight boyfriend ought to know about. Yes, Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Miss Bacon says that the contest is over on the 21st. Big Fatty, we've already passed it. Then we'll go up here. I don't know if I have time. I don't really. Well, I'll have time to read some of these. Kathy Marshall's back. Says, somebody had best check on Princess Hannah. Sounds like she's been drinking nail polish. That's the CVS. Must be happy hour. Oh, and then she says, the good news is I finally found my crema cards. Bad news is that I apparently had bad taste when I bought them. I didn't even have a coupon. Big Fatty.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, I guess y'all, just a couple of things. There was something in the newspaper about things that they had collected at the Charleston Airport, Aerial Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aerial Puerto. And one of the things that got through was a service chicken. And I immediately thought of PETA G. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, lots of artwork that's just been fantastic over at the BFO. And you can tell the ones that are really, really well done. Y'all, they were done by Miss La 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 Lauren years ago. And y'all, they are just one of my favorite parts of Crema. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just lovely crema. And y'all, you know, Crema Eve is the one shopping day of the year where men outnumber the women in the mall. So y'all, it might be a good day to go people watch. I hope Santa Claus is good to you. Don't forget, if there's a fat man trying to get in your house, it's not Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Speaking of a fat man trying to get in your house, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show was the old gal. And old gal, any crema wishes you want to share?
I love Big Fatty, and I've just had a bone of...
Oh, Big Fatty's got a boner because he's on the 33rd show in A Father Knows Best, Home for Crema.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.